Citizens have expressed mixed reaction to the proposed Sovereignty Bill 2026, with many arguing that it should not be passed. The Bishop of Miracles and Wonders International Ministries in Kirimba, Fort Portal City, Pastor Masco Blessing, says the bill could negatively affect their operations, that the legislation might cut off foreign sponsorship, which currently supports many children under the ministry by paying their school fees, potentially denying them access to quality education. Pastor Blessing noted that Uganda could also face wide economic, social and developmental challenges if the bill is enacted in its current form, urging members of parliament, including those nearing the end of their term, to carefully consider the implications when the bill is presented on the floor of parliament. Meanwhile, Chance Yusufu, a lay reader at St. John's Church of Uganda in High Valley, Resolve Diocese, Central Division, Fort Portal City, says he's praying that the bill is not passed because it could affect many Christians, particularly churches that rely on foreign support. Yusuf explains that if the bill becomes law, it might limit churches' ability to receive international assistance, which could be seen as a violation of their rights, warning that Ugandans living abroad might also face challenges in supporting their families back home.